And this actually goes back this past weekend where the Cleveland Browns severed ties with one of their quote-unquote legends, one-time quarterback Bernie Kosar.
Oh, Bernie.
Oh, really?
Who had been doing commentary, you know, social media work with the Browns.
Yeah.
And apparently that he said he sent out a tweet to say the Browns told him, "My services are no longer desired or needed." Bernie saying that he's shocked and disappointed. This apparently happened after he acknowledged he placed a legal $19,000 bet on the Browns to beat the Steelers in this past weekend's game.
Well, I do question his judgment there.
Yeah, especially since the Steelers won the game.
That's right.
So the Browns said, earlier this week, we notified Bernie that per league policy, we're required to remove him from our pregame radio coverage for the season after he violated the NFL's gambling policy by placing a bet on the NFL game.
The NFL, the same NFL that supports all these gambling sites.
That is correct. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Dad, right. Thank you. That's a good question. What is the gambling policy? I thought the policy was gamble.
Right.
That's basically it.
I think it's DraftKings. They are the proud sponsors, I'm always told, of the
yes.
NFL.
Isn't that amazing? Mm.
Maybe he didn't use DraftKings.
Maybe that was
That's
it.
That's probably the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it.
Browns say we understand what Bernie means to his community and our history, but as a team contracted personnel hired to provide content under media platforms, his bet was a violation of NFL rules. What are the rules?
Wow.
He's not a player.
Right.
I mean, I can't think of anything that he'd be doing to influence the team. It's a legal bet.
Yep. I can't either.
I think the NFL will be happy. Go, Bernie, go. Continue
right.
to...
Yeah, again, he's not on the...
Especially if you're betting on a losing team.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll take your money.
That one stunned me, and it just doesn't make any sense. The NFL's going to have to go back and look at their rules for this. I mean, yeah, I understand. He is sort of part of the organization, I suppose, but... He wasn't going to be able to influence any kind of plays or play calling or anything like that.
And the NFL's in an untenable position. I mean, you know, they speak out of both sides of their mouth on this issue.
Yeah.
They do.
They really do. I mean, yeah, you can't go by a week on some of those pregame shows.
Right.
They talk about, you know, the NFL was famous for that
mm-hmm.
for years, talking about whatever the line was.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, that's why.
No, I was going to say, and coming up, you're going to have one of the most gambled on events,
yes.
The Super Bowl.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, geez.
Which they like that.
And do you think they'll be advertising on that game from some of these?
Yeah, maybe just a little. And that's one reason why the NFL requires teams to unveil their injury report. It's just not for us. They're not doing it just because we want to know how our favorite players are doing. No, they're doing it for gambling purposes. That's why it's being released. That's completely why. And they know it. Everybody knows it. That's the whole game. So, yeah. I don't know. It's just a joke. And I feel sorry for Bernie because he had to endure the fumble, the drive. He had to endure playing in Cleveland just in general. And remember, he also had to endure Doug Flutie beating him.
Oh my gosh.
And Doug Flutie
That's
beating him
right.
in with them when Flutie threw the bomb.
The Hail Mary.
That's right. when they had that showdown in college football, Miami against Boston College. So poor Bernie. Football just hasn't treated him well.
He's suffered enough. He's suffered enough.
Really. Give him his job back.
I know. So, and I think he's also dealing with some issues, too, like playing football, like brain issues as well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he hasn't hit that. He's talked about it.
Well, so this,
See, that's what led him to. That should be his excuse. That's what led him to gamble $19,000.
Yeah, right on the Browns. Yes. Yeah, he'd never do that.
Yeah, whatever the case might be, as much as there's so much gambling involved and promoted by and supported by the National Football League,
mm-hmm.
Apparently there's some kind of policy.
I guess.
Sorry, Bernie.